रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर 65 विश्वामित्र द ब्रह्म ऋषि द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thereafter, the great sage left the slopes of the Himalaya for its western parts and renewed his dread tapas. Of a truth, it was unparalleled in the annals of men and seemed almost an impossible task, his vow of absolute silence for 1,000 years. When the long period drew to a close, Vishwamitra had become as impervious to external sensations as any block of wood or stone. Countless were the obstacles thrown in his path by the ever-watchful gods, but anger failed to find a way into his heart. Terrible was the vow he made, and rightfully did he keep it. The 1,000 years are past, and the man of iron will sits down to break his long fast, when Indra comes unto him as a brahmana and asks to be fed. At once the sage of mighty vows offers him the ready food with all reverence, and true to his vow of silence, he speaks not a word to the brahmana who ate what Vishwamitra was about to sit down to eat after long years of fasting. Another 1,000 years did he carry on his tapas, more terrible if possible, in that he did not breathe. His life breaths restrained within his frame, thick clouds of smoke began to issue from the crown of his head and lighted up the three worlds, stupefying the beings therein. Distracted through the overpowering energy of the sage, deprived of the natural brilliance by his awful tapas and rendered dull and heavy, gods and asuras, gandharvas, pannagas and rakshasas sought the presence of the lotus-born Brahma and lifted unto him hands of despair and woe-begone countenances. We are at our wits' end, having exhausted all our arts to beguile the terrible Vishwamitra or to rouse him to anger. But, alas, our anxious labors do but render the progress of his tapas the more rapid. Search as we could not find the least flaw in him. Nay, not the slightest, not the subtlest. Deny him the desire of his heart, and he will through the worlds send dire ruin and destroy every object of creation therein. The quarters, behold, are dull and dark, and the ocean waves toss their rebellious crests on high. The mighty hills are rent in twain, the earth trembles in affright, and the wind blows in sullen gusts. O Lord on high, our eyes see not beyond the present. Men turn scoffers of the Almighty and of His law of right. The world stands in dull despair, relieved by fits of anxious care. The bright sun is but a dark cloud before the fiery radiance of the sage. Hasten thou to soften the heart of Vishwamitra, ere he sets his mind reducing the whole creation to nothing through the fire of his tapasya. Grant him anything he asks, be it the empire of the gods on high. Brahma placed himself at the head of the low-spirited gods, and proceeding to where the great soul Vishwamitra was engaged in his stern tapas, addressed him in accents sweet and soothing. Hail, Brahma Rishi, is it all well with thee? Thy austere tapas won our grace and has placed thee in the forefront of your twice-born ones. Take thou from me the happy boon of long life, which the assembled gods are only too glad to confirm. All good be thine, thou holy one. Free thou art to turn thy steps wherever it may list thee. The words of the self-born one and the attendant gods fell sweet on the hungry ears of the sage of terrible vows. And with a glad heart and joined palms did he hasten to reply, If granted I am the proud status of a brahmana and length of years beyond mortals, let Omkara, Vashatkara and the Vedas be fruitful in me even as they are among the regenerate ones. Let Vashishta, the mind-born son of Brahma, recognize me as such, for he stands peerless among those who are proficient in the Vedas that regulate the lives of the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. Let the bright immortals here give their assent thereunto. accomplish this, the dearest wish of my heart, and go where you like." Thereat, the Shining Ones approached Vasishtha and besought the Brahma Rishi to make friends with his brother sage. "Be it even so," replied he, and acknowledged Vishwamitra as his equal. "A Brahma Rishi art thou, and no doubt of it. Everything shalt thou achieve as promised by the Divine Ones." And the delighted gods went back to their abodes. Thereupon, Vishwamitra, having achieved the goal of his long and severe efforts and raised himself to the rank of a Brahmana, rendered affectionate reverence unto Vasishtha of mighty spells, and ever afterwards he wandered over the earth engaged in holy tapas. It was thus, Rama dear, that the high-souled one won the rank of a Brahmana, impossible to attain. And here he stands, the best and the foremost of sages. In him you see tapas incarnate. Ever wedded is he unto right and dharma. He is the highest ideal of human valor and prowess. So spoke Shatananda of radiant presence, while Janaka and the princely youths drank in the tale with eager ears. Then the monarch turned to the mighty descendant of Kushika and spoke over joint palms of reverence. "High shines my star and thrice blessed am I in that thy august self has designed to be present at this my sacrifice along with the royal youths of the line of the Ikshvakus. O best of saints, O envied of men, all pure is my soul and free of stain, for I have set my eyes on thee today. Nay, I stand enriched by many an undreamt grace of heart and mind thereby. Fortunate am I, and Rama too, of noble heart, in that it was given us to listen to the holy recital of thy high ascetic deeds. Now, is it that we have some idea, though a faint one, of thy rare excellences and great worth? Thy tapas is something inconceivable, thy might and thy graces of the head and the heart. Why, an easy task were it to seek to fathom the nature and the greatness of the self-born one or of the lord of the mountain queen. Never can I hear enough of thy marvelous deeds. But lo, the envious sun hangs low in the west and calls us to the evening prayers. May I pray thee to honor me with thy sacred presence here, the earliest hour tomorrow. All glory be thine, thou best of ascetics. I hope I have thy leave to withdraw. To which the Holy One returned meet answer, praising high the noble king, and gladly gave him leave to retire. Thereupon Janaka and his kin reverently went around the world-honored one, Shatananda leading them on. Vishwamitra then left for his quarters, while the assembled sages rose to do him glad reverence, and Rama and his brother followed in his wake. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.